if you wanna, by the vaccines. And we do.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
With our, we want to play sport.
We want to play sport.
We do, yeah, exactly.
Let's play.
Sign me up.
Let's talk about the sports then.
Let's talk about the sports.
You've got a leaflet there.
I have got a leaflet here.
A programme.
A prompt.
We'll show you, but you know, radio and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you can shout out to that little webcam. I don't know if you've seen that.
I like oh, wow. That's worrying, that is. Yeah. That's what I've been doing. Yeah, you can see on there.
Hopefully they'll get that. They probably won't have to read it.
Yeah, so that's right.
We're going to have to test. What kind of sports can people get involved in?
Well,
then, this term.
What can't they?
What can't they get involved in? So, from last time, we've kept all the sports that done really well, like climbing, softball. They've done really well last year, so we've kept those. Swimming has been, has always done well. It seems done better so far this term as well. So we kept swimming, kept climbing. We've kept softball. Swimming's done at the King's Recreation Centre as well. And we've added in volleyball. We've also added in rowing, which starts in week 18. So there's some of the new sports we've added in.
Good fun.
Canoeing. Canoeing would be good fun as well, yeah. Also in week 18.
Basketball.
So yeah, there's basically quite a lot of sports that people want, but necessarily don't always have the opportunity to do. Like, where I grew up in London, I couldn't go rowing because there's no real rivers, isn't it?
You can't go on the Thames.
Yeah, well,
there's no rivers.
Unless you want to go kayak on that. Well, you know, it's one of those things where it's not easily accessible to the average person. So that's what we have on offer. Also, we have swimming lessons as well, which has been really good. People who have never had a chance to swim before have taken part in these lessons, kind of got involved and kind of progressed that way. So it's been really good that way too.
Okay, so things that are like off campus, like the swimming.
Yeah.
Because Dave, you said about you sort out the transport. Is transport provided then, or do people make their way down there and then meet?
Yeah. So for rowing, canoeing, there'll be transport provided. For swimming, we're looking to provide that transport. It's a bit trickier because there are so many sessions.
They're so frequent.
And yeah, and finding the people to drive them is a bit trickier. But definitely, as this is a kind of an ongoing project from next year, that's definitely the aim, is to have transport so we can just kind of do a loop around campus, collect everyone, and then take them down to swimming and bring them back. So it's really easy, really. But it's not too far to walk, and most people are absolutely fine with heading down there themselves. So, and a lot of people, you know, seconds, third years, postgrads, and
aren't actually on campus.
They live around town, and it's actually closer for them just to walk over there. So it's pretty easy, really.
Okay. Have you found that there's been much interest then so far? From what you've been advertising with your leaflets and...
My leaflets, we'll
get
why
to
not?
You get to your social media as well.
Oh, social media.
So,
And featuring choir articles.
And yes.
Choir. Haunted as well, people. You know, you heard that here.
What's the feedback been like? I'd imagine you've got quite a lot of interest.
It's been... People who do it really enjoy it because they love that it's so cheap. And the fact that, you know, it's for people who aren't very sporty, and it makes them feel confident because they're not in an environment where they think everyone's better than them and everyone's trying to compete. Kind of think that when you're in prime school, if you're not good, you're kind of over there.
Yeah.
Whereas with this, everyone's kind of at the same level, so everyone really enjoys it. They like how much it costs because it doesn't cost a lot whatsoever. So in that sense, it's really good.
It's just you know, we are brand new. We only started in September, and we've got a lot on offer at Kent Sport. So people, it's just about getting the Let's Play name out there. Half the reason, you know, we're on programs like this, we're in promoting the Plaza, is to get the Let's Play name out, let people know that that is an option. And once, you know, once it is out there a lot more, then yeah, like I think it's going to be a really, really popular program. And it is definitely increasing popularity.
Yeah.
Every week we're getting more and more people, so it's fantastic to see. And I think it's just going to keep getting better and better.
I think it's also changing the image as well of Kent Sports. Like, we're not just trying to target people who are really competitive. It's not just about playing sports, it's just about being healthy and getting active and getting involved. So it's not about trying to be the best person, just being a better person yourself and getting healthy and doing some activities as well.
You don't have to be a member of the gym, do you?
No, not necessarily. You don't have to be a member of the gym.
You can just come along and...
Yeah.
Come along, pay either £1 for half an hour or £2 for the whole hour. So
Each session,
yeah. Or you can buy a £20 unlimited card, so that covers you from now to end of this academic year. So it's good value for money.
And with that £20 card, you can do whatever?
Literally. Any sport. As much as you want.
And that's, you can get that from the start of the year as well. So next year, if people want to get a 20 quid card, then
yeah,
for the whole
academic year.
September. So, because we're hoping to run programs over the Easter and the summer, especially for postgrads, as you know, they haven't got as much to do. So, they'll run, and that will cover the whole summer period as well. So, everyone can get involved whenever they want.
Okay.
20 quid for the whole year, pretty good.
It's not bad, is it?
It's not bad.
As much sport as you want.
And you get to see Ken in a bright pink polo.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a nice pink polo, I'm not going to lie. It's you know.
There's a special.
I'm sure.
There's a special. Ken wears pink polo, he likes it.
It's a nice shirt. I'm sure they'd agree watching.
Yeah, the fans at home.
Exactly.
Should have worn yours, Dave.
You got a pink one as well?
Yeah, all the staff on Let's Play, so me, David,
and
Masters have a pink polo, so it's why we do it. It's kind of the reason why we did it, so that people we stand out, because when they see the blue banner, they think Ken Sport, you're the gym. Yeah. But when they actually talk to us and say that, hold on, we're saying completely different. So that's why we're pink.
Okay.
Ken Sport isn't evil.
No, not yet. We sounded a big bad Frosty, didn't I? Yeah, but.
So it's obviously first year doing this.
Yeah.
Where do you want to take it? How do you want to like progress things on then?
Oh, good question.
That is a good question.
Basically, yeah. So this project's a 3-year fun project. And then if it's popular, if it's doing really well, which I'm sure it will, that will continue. So basically, we want to hit as many students as we can. Each year we just want to improve and increase the number of people coming to Let's Play. I think currently there are sort of 45 to 50% of people that don't do any sport at University of Kent. So
I'm just kind of reduced that.
10,000 people. If we can get even half that number, coming on to Let's Play sessions, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.